Proclamation number 8357 of 18th of December, 1962. Knowledge of the cause of the deficiency. I do not want your ruin but only your bliss. You have created your own wretchedness and I want to release you from it again and give you a blissful life which will last forever. But it is necessary for this that you voluntarily submit yourselves to the law of my eternal order, the principle of which is only ever love. You emerged from love, the strength of love let everything come into being, all spiritual and earthly works of creation were brought into being by my strength of love, and everything that emerged from my love can be called accomplished. But you humans, i.e., your soul, voluntarily stepped out of my flow of love and thereby became imperfect, thus also wretched. But my fundamental nature is and remains love, which is unchanging and never ends. And this love also takes hold of what has become wretched and seeks to illuminate it and restore its bliss. But it remains ineffective as long as it is resisted, as long as the wretched being closes itself to my illumination of love. So for as long as it can no longer experience the bliss of my illumination of love, and for as long as the being is outside my divine order. This process is to be explained to you humans again and again so that you will learn to understand why you are wretched and what this wretchedness consists of, that you are weak, imperfect beings who are limited in strength and knowledge, which can indeed want but usually take the wrong direction of will because they lack all knowledge, which cannot always carry out their will because they lack the strength to do so, which go through earthly life with darkened spirits and lack all knowledge about their original state and their relationship to their God and Creator, and which cannot change their inadequate state themselves as long as they lack love, as long as they do not voluntarily integrate themselves into the law of order. If you now want to remedy this unfortunate state of imperfection, you must also know about it for the time being, and now you will also recognize the importance of my commandments of love. For the knowledge of the reason for these two commandments of mine must be conveyed to you or you would not be able to be called to account. Precisely because you are poorly formed due to your once wrongly directed will. And if you now try to fulfill my commandments of love you will truly also be helped to beatitude, for then you will enter into close contact with me again, who is eternal love. And then you will no longer be without strength and light, because you will open yourselves to my illumination of love again through loving activity. Thus you will also attain eternal life again, for then you will return to me because love urges you on to love, and you will have escaped ruin, then you will no longer be able to fall back into the abyss once love has been kindled in you. Instead you will constantly ascend. For there is no limit for all perfection, it constantly strives towards me, and in this desire and striving towards me it finds its happiness which will never end. But as long as you are imperfect and live on earth as a human being I will only ever try to encourage you to love, for only love conveys strength and light to you, only love unites you with me. Only love returns you to the original state in which you were infinitely happy. And therefore you will also understand why I repeatedly address you humans and recite the commandments of love to you. You will also understand why I send my disciples into the world who are to inform people of their earthly task and who preach the gospel of love to them time and again. For you came forth from my love, and my endless love wants to make you happy. But you must first become love again yourselves, for I can only unite myself with the same but never have contact with beings which have turned into the opposite, for their resistance also nullifies the effect of my strength of love. Which is why it first has to be broken before I myself can work in a person again. But then he is also assured of unlimited beatitudes, for he will live eternally in light and strength and freedom and be able to behold me face to face. Amen.